We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Blessings today. God bless you. I'm here today with my husband, Edward Eckhart. Hi, hon.
Hi, great to be here with you today. It's going to be another exciting day in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It is. And you know, that's you every day waking up. How am I going to serve today? How can I help somebody today? That's really what makes it such an exciting day every day with Jesus, because Jesus is a servant. Jesus wants to serve people, and I see him doing it through you. So this is our third interview. That this is going to be the last one for a little while, but I know people are encouraged when they hear about how you approach ministry, which is with the heart of a servant. I know that you wouldn't say that about yourself. So I'm the greatest observer of what you do. So I'm saying it on the behalf of the Lord. I say it as a word from the Lord to you. You have got a servant's heart, a beautiful heart, and I see you serving day and night. Day and night, friends. You want to minister and you want to grow in ministry. It's not a 9-to-5-er. It's a heart attitude, and it's not something you put on when you go out into street ministry or something you put on when you go into the church. That's not what I've seen in my husband, Ed, who God has chosen to lead an international ministry, raising people up across the world, pulling people out of darkness, providing food and shelter and clothing for people, doing everything the Isaiah 58 scripture has instructed you to do. And doing it just naturally, not begrudgingly, tirelessly, and selflessly. I'm his wife of 52 years. I live with him. I see what happens. And I'm telling you today, this is Ed Eckhart.
So well, certainly it is the way that the Lord has led us. You know, being part of people's lives is a blessing for us to be able to share in prayer with them and to strengthen them and encourage them with the blessings the Lord has.
You know, you have always been a person who cares for others. One thing, a Bridge for Peace mission team, my friends, Bridge for Peace missions have been all over the world. And just as we came home just last month from our mission in Europe, and I'd realized we'd had over 100 missionaries, right, go out on that particular mission throughout the years. You've cared for so many people on mission team, as well as those people that we're serving in other nations. And I know that's one thing that people have always said to me, that they always feel safe when you're there. And I think that's, again, another aspect of your personality, you know, your heart, which is so like the Father's heart. The Father wants people to feel safe in him and that he's dependable, that he's reliable. And as our daughter Toby always says, integrity. And that's what I see in you. You are a person of incredible integrity. You don't try to be that way. It's the way you are. It's the way you've always been. It's something I've always admired about you. So there's a lot of pressures, even as we were just thinking about Jesus and Jesus's father dying, and he was most likely running the carpenter business when we don't hear anything about where was Jesus. You know, after he was 12, we don't hear about where he was until he was 30. And in those years in between, having to manage life and managing it with integrity. And that's what I see in you in life and in ministry, there's a lot that passes through your hands, and always managing everything, saying, well, God, how would you want me to manage this? God, what's right in this situation? And seeking counsel when you're not sure what the right answer is. You know, seeking the counsel of the Lord and then the advisors that God has put in your life. That, again, is humility. And that's why I believe one of the reasons God chose you to head Bridge for Peace International, as John Kasama says.
Well, we know that through our time with the Lord, that many advisors give us the proper approach to different things. And the Lord has given us many great advisors. And we seek their advice. You know, it's not something that we want to do independently, but it's a Bridge for Peace is a ministry of many believers that are seeking to be part of the Lord's ministry and to love the Lord and to love his people. And that's our focus, that we bring healing to the nations through the power of Jesus Christ. And that's in the love of the people that the Lord brings in front of us. That means everyone, not just a few, but everyone. And we love them equally and look to encourage and strengthen them in so many ways that the Lord has set before us.
Yes, it is wonderful to have so many gifted people with such great hearts moving together under the headship of the Father in unity to respond to whatever it is that God is asking of Bridge for Peace. And when I heard you talking about the many people and honoring the many people that make up Bridge for Peace, I was thinking about stewarding it. You know, we had that word in our hearts, steward it, that we want to nurture and see Bridge for Peace grow. We want to care for Bridge for Peace as a multi-generational work, not a one-generational work. And now even seeing the great-grandchildren of Bridge for Peace in our children in Uganda. So yes, thank you for bringing that up, many, that it takes the many. I want to bring forward one other scripture, Lord, that I know has been so powerful in your life that you always return to. And in a way, it is an inheritance scripture. It is a scripture of the many, because this is when Joshua raises up after Moses. And that's what you've done. You've raised up so many leaders all around the world. You've encouraged and raised them up. So I want to look at this. This is Joshua 1. And I know this is one of your favorites that right. God has brought to
that's
you.
Right.
And beginning at verse 7. You want to read it or you want
sure,
me to read it?
I'll
okay,
read it.
Verse Joshua 1, beginning at verse 7, and I know this is always a great encouragement to you, Ed.
Yes, you know, this is the time when Joshua is being installed as a leader, and the words from the Lord to Joshua. The Lord says, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep the book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may carefully do everything that is written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go."
Beautiful. And I know how precious that is to you.
Yes, because the word of the Lord is true. He speaks it in encouraging ways, and he tells us to be strong and courageous. And the results are what happens from the scriptures is the formula that God uses. You be strong and courageous, and the Lord will stand with you. Read the word and be encouraged by the word. See the personality of the Lord as you read his word, and that will give you guidelines to lead your life in. And absolutely every time that I find the Lord encouraging me with be strong and courageous, it has been a pillar of the verses for me to encourage me. And that's what I want to do with everyone that I have contact with through Bridge for Peace, is to strengthen them, to encourage them, and to encourage them to read the Lord's Word.
Be strong and courageous. The Lord tells us to do that, but then He does it for us. You know, once we set our eyes on a certain direction, God calls us to look in that direction. He says, be strong and courageous. And when we respond and we say, yes, Lord, we will be, then He pours out His strength and His courage. And that's what we've walked through for so many years, over 35 years of ministry, more than that, 36 now, or going on 37. God's moving in us with His strength, but it comes after our yes. And you've said a lot of yeses. Friends, Ed has given a lot of yeses to the Lord that are very costly. Yeses that I so admire, things that we've walked through, that you've said yes and let go of many, many things. And so many times, friends, when you succeed, Bridge for Peacers, when you succeed, when you walk out and you do something wonderful, you know, just by saying, yes, Lord, that, you know, obedience is success to us in Bridge for Peace. That's the success. And as we see you say yes and step out, I always say to Ed, that's the fruit of your life. That's the fruit of your yes. Because, Ed, you're the one who said yes first, so that we can say yes in different circumstances. You've gone before us. You've been a forerunner. You've been a vanguard. You've opened doors. You've made a way for others to have a platform. And you've been, the founder of Bridge for Peace, the international leader of Bridge for Peace, but as so many say, the father of Bridge for Peace, the father of the nations of Bridge for Peace. Many nations, and so many that call you father, and you have a heart large enough to contain them all. So be bold, be strong, and that's a word you still need today, yes?
Absolutely. You know, that situations come up that I'm unsure of, and I need to go to the Lord and seek Him and seek His answer in the situations. And He's a good dad, as I try to be a good dad to all the members of Bridge for Peace. And I'm just blessed to be able to do it.
It's something that we want to really encourage those that are listening today. I pray that you've got a situation where you've got to be strong and you've got to be courageous, because that's the situation where you're growing.
That's no, right.
We just went to see that exhibition at the Smithsonian, and they had a quote from Mario Andretti, the great race car driver that I loved. He said, if everything is under control, you're not going fast enough. And I think that's the life of relying on Jesus Christ. That's the life of depending on God. You think you're going to have everything under control, God's like, fine, you control it. But when you want Him to control it, that's trust. That's trusting in the Lord. And we've always found Him to be trustworthy. So, dear, you only have a few seconds, but I hear people all over the world get blessed by you in just a few seconds. Would you pray for the people, please?
Just pray an abundant blessing to everyone that's listening to this program, that they be strengthened in you, Lord Jesus, that they see your face and see the leading that you have for them, that they be strong and courageous as Joshua learned to be strong and courageous. And we just pray God's blessing upon all of you today and always. Seek the Lord and you will find Him. Amen.
Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.